The NGO Forum is a networking body of legally registered NGOs that is registered with the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. It comprises 214 national NGOs and 116 international NGOs, collectively employing 24,270 staff, of which 22,428 are nationals and 1,842 internationals. And interestingly enough also is the fact that of the international, at least 60% come from Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, and Zimbabwe.
Can you describe for us how big is this NGO exhibition that is going to happen in South Sudan, and why is it very important?
The exhibition, which will take place from November 15th to November 17th, is really, really important for us because we have over 100 national NGOs from different sectors who will be showcasing what they're doing in South Sudan to save lives and improve lives. And actually, our members work in every sector in this country. And for me, it is particularly important because national NGOs really bring local understanding, they bring legitimacy, they have proximity to local population, and they are often also the first responders, and yet also remain behind when international NGOs evacuate. Mm-hmm. And they are also very cost effective, and some have also become very regional. So it is really good to see confident national NGO talking about what they're actually doing in South Sudan. And I also want to recognize here the fact that even our NGOs, the majority of the staff are actually national. So the national staff are already contributing to their own country here, working in the NGOs. But I think it is particularly important to showcase local-led NGOs being right. very effective.
All right. Just before we continue with the expo that's going to take place, briefly, let's talk about the forum, which is the NGO forum. Now, how do someone get membership of these forums?
We have a set of criteria to become a member of the forum. First is open to any registered NGO in the country. One criteria, you must be registered by the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. And you should be non-partisan. You should also be independent and be willing to serve any part of the country on the basis of needs.
All right, getting back to the expedition, let's tell why. Why at this time? Why is it important now?
We think that towards the end of the year, it is really important to show that, one, South Sudanese national-led and national-formed organizations are there and are doing a great job. And we need to give them visibility. And since NGO funding tends to be on an annual basis, that is really from January to December, it is really important towards the end of the year to showcase this great work that our national members are actually doing in the country. And also to get to know who some of these key figures leading the key organizations across the countries are. And also to give visibility and advocacy for and support of commitment of other actors like NGOs and the UN in supporting and partnering with the national NGOs.
On this particular day, what are going to be some of the events? What activities will be taking place?
There will also be a show of talents, the variety of talents that we'll have. We'll see a lot of creativity and innovation that are actually operating in the field. So there will be also a lot of art that will be at play. And we will also recognize the local sponsors, actually, for this exposition of national NGO work, like Aquana Water, LTA, Satguru Travel, Zane. It's all of that. And also bring in members of the international community, the diplomatic mission, the donor community, the United Nations agencies, representatives to come and see what their partners as national NGOs are actually doing.
Let's go through what the NGOs in South Sudan go through every day, like some of the challenges that you as NGO face, especially the local NGOs. What can be done better to ensure that, you know, the work is more efficient than what they do now?
Because they are young, I think that organizational development is, a big number of them. Organizational development is a process for any system, but there are also very strong, capable national NGOs, and so for us, we also see that as an opportunity to be proud about. And we do face some challenges around processes and procedures, mm-hmm. and we normally work very closely with Relief and Rehabilitation Commission to tackle some of the issues, or with some of the ministries, like Ministry of Labor as well, to touch on some of the issues that impact or make it difficult for some of the national NGOs to operate quite freely and effectively in areas of need.
Yes, and as someone working in the NGO, just recently we've had a lot of complaints from some locals about NGOs not employing people from particular area, NGOs not, they are not fairness when it comes to issues of employment. First, as someone in the NGO forum, I would like you to respond to that when it comes to all these accusations of NGOs not being fair, not favoring locals, and more often sometimes go even for foreigners. What is your take on these accusations?
I already said, from our membership alone, we have 24,270 staff. Out of these 24,270, 22,428 are nationals. They are South Sudanese. So it's actually not born by fact, because whether you go to international NGO or a national NGO, 92%, at least 92% are national. Actually, some international NGOs have up to 98% national staff. So I think that the NGOs are not employing South Sudanese is not born by the facts in the membership, at least as we know it. And in terms of whether we are employing from some areas or not, we don't have a policy on that. What we do have are criteria for recruitment processes. You know, we will advertise the job. It's open to everybody. And then people make application based on the expertise and experience that they bring. They are interviewed, records are kept, and then they are offered, the offers are made to them. And we also encourage our members as much as possible to try to be as inclusive as possible in their recruitment. So part of it is that we're inheriting a historical situation here, you know, that this sector predominantly in the past in South Sudan was largely filled by a number of people from the southern part of the country, if mm-hmm. I may put it that way. And that's part of the legacy we have. I mean, you could talk of other sectors the same, that the legacy is such that is what is the case, but we are making a lot of progress in making sure that this sector is really inclusive.
Great. Yeah. Now, is the expo open to the public, and what can the expo goers expect?
Yes, the expo is open to everyone, actually, all humanitarian actors in South Sudan, national and international NGOs, including civil society organizations, and the general public, the government of the Republic of South Sudan, the United Nations, the donor community, students, media are all invited to the National NGO Expo.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we understand that partnerships are important for NGOs' work in South Sudan. Can you share with us examples of partnerships that have been very vital for the NGO work in the country?
I actually, before I mention that, I just want to say that coming to the expo is free, and it will take place at Juba Grand Hotel. It is free for everyone. Okay. And one of the key partnerships that really has been, and we don't normally, and often people don't realize, is that NGOs often work through national NGOs as partners. Even UN agencies often work through national NGOs as partners. So that's really important partnership to recognize, that there is a working and growing relationship, And there's also internal advocacy within the humanitarian community that the INGOs and the UN agencies commit to work with the national NGOs in South Sudan, because in the long run, it is really the South Sudanese national NGOs that will remain here.
Yes, and finally, what for you will be the key highlights of this NGO Expo this year?
I think one of the key highlights is going to be, you know, the opening event. We are hoping that the humanitarian coordinator will open that for the National NGO Expo to demonstrate, you know, the interest of the international community into this. And then also to have the government of South Sudan, represented by the chair of the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission and the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, closing the event. Mm-hmm. And also the giving of awards by the national leadership to different NGOs that are excelling in different categories. We think those are going to be very important highlights. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that we will be able to have some video screen or video taken of some of these events and shown on national television.
Great.
For the population to see what
they're asking. Dr. Pius, thank you so much for coming. Any final remarks?
I just want to welcome everybody to come to the National NGO Expo, which will run from Thursday, 15 November, until Saturday, 17 November at Juba Grand Hotel. Entry is free for all. The official opening will actually be on Friday the 16th, and the closing will be on Saturday the 17th. And we'll also bring in some artists to showcase the mm-hmm. talents that this country has to offer.
Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And yes, Dr. Pius Ojara there, who is Director NGO Forum Secretariat.